boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
We both know I'm a very last-minute girly, right?
Yeah.
And neighbor man's birthday is coming up in less than a month. In just a few weeks. And last night, with him still not being home, I thought I would hop on and start looking for gifts because I absolutely have no idea what I want to get him. So I was thinking I would go to his favorite like brand of clothing, which is called Fallen Raven. I don't know if you've ever heard of them before.
Nope.
I know they're kind of bougie a little bit. Lord, did I not know how bougie they were. So first thing I was like, okay, he loves wearing their hats. Well, honestly, he wears so much of their clothing. So I was like, I'm going to get him another hat because he already has two. I'm going to get him more. Well, the hat alone is $40. So I put one in my cart and then I'm like, all right, well, he wears Fallen Raven jeans or pants, whatever, to work. He needs more. Okay. Dude only has like two pairs. You need another pair.
Yeah.
Or two. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to treat him for his birthday. I want to spoil him. Then I look at the price for the pants that he already kind of has. I was just going to get him the exact same pair.
Mm-hmm.
$295, Taylor.
No.
What? No. What? In the what? What?
That's what's so confusing to me about men. I know us girls were confusing. Guys are confusing because they're like, either they don't care, they just want a pack of socks for their birthday, or what they decide to be bougie about is like stupid bougie.
Okay.
$300 for pants is crazy.
I mean, I get them because these are like pants that got like all sorts of, they got pockets all the way down.
They better have heated pockets at that rate. Seriously. $300?
I know. I was like, I'm going to buy him the pants. And then I saw that and I'm like, is there sale pants? I'll get him pants that got holes in them or something. I don't know. There was no sale on the website. There was nothing. I was like, I don't, maybe just a hat's all it's going to do. I don't know. So then he's getting nothing at this rate. Maybe a picture of the pants. You'll get a picture of the pants. Here's what I thought about getting you. And then I realized all the things you could get with $300 instead of just one pair of pants.
Yeah, maybe you print it off and then be like, maybe next year.
And then I print off a list of things you could get with $300 instead of just one pair of pants.
Yeah, and then you can pick one of those things.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Obviously, there's a lot of excitement with the Olympics going on.
Mm-hmm.
And things just got even juicier because there's shade being thrown. Things are getting juicy.
Okay. Like actual shade?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so let me break it down. This actually started pre-Olympics, I believe. There was a former Olympic gymnast, and she was also a teammate of Simone Biles, I believe, in the last Olympic run, 2020. Michaela Skinner is her name, and she made some comments that made people pretty upset. The video that she originally said them in is now deleted because she got a lot of heat for it, but basically she said, leading up to the Olympics, besides Simone, I feel like the talent and the depth isn't what it used to be. I just noticed.
This is going to make a whole lot more sense as to what Simone put in her caption. I just have a feeling.
Oh, well, I'll get there. I just noticed, obviously, a lot of girls don't work as hard. The girls don't have the work ethic. Okay? So she said that a couple weeks ago and then tried to backpedal. Whoa. I feel like everybody's taking things out of context. And people were still like, shut up, dude. Like, why would you ever say anything like that? So now, fast forward to the past couple of days, Team USA wins gold in women's gymnastics. Uh-huh. Obviously amazing. And Simone, I believe it was last night maybe, she posted to Instagram to celebrate, obviously. She's the most decorated female gymnast now. And in her caption, she put, and I quote, "Lack of talent, lazy Olympic champions."
Okay, so I saw that and I was like, huh? What? And I was like, who would say that about them? This makes so much more sense.
So again, that was Michaela Skinner.
I had a feeling it was just a headline.
No.
like somebody wrote in a magazine some other country did.
Nope.
I had a feeling it was that. This is so much more, not better, but this is like so much more tea.
Well, yeah, because she absolutely is clapping back. That's her former teammate. So then now all of the current teammates that
what
Simone's
they say?
With. Suni Lee commented, put a finger down if Simone Biles just ended you. Period. That's actually Jordan Chiles commented. And that's on period.
Oh.
And then another former Olympic gymnast. Now, don't get confused because her name is also Michaela, but it's Michaela Maroney, who competed, I think, in 2012 is what I saw. She commented, it doesn't get more iconic than this. She messed around and found out for real. Feels like I need to apologize just to redeem my first name.
Oh.
And then Simone liked that comment, which is now confirming this was all shade back to Michaela Skinner for saying that they're lazy and they don't have the work ethic that they should as a team.
I was wondering why Simone put that as her caption. This so makes more sense.
Oh, the comments are so on her side. I love it's like the perfect amount of shade. She didn't call her out by name, but she was just like, listen. Now you know. Don't mess with the goat.
Ever.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I was terrified this morning in the way that I would get terrified as a child. Now, at least in my family, you tell me if you had the same thing growing up. It was if somebody knocks on the door, you do not answer the door.
Absolutely not. But if you accidentally did, like you thought it was a friend.
Yeah.
What you did was you go, if it wasn't your friend, you just go, well, dad's in the shower, showering. Mm-hmm. You never said your parents weren't home, ever.
Right.
You just said dad was showering. That's it.
And for whatever reason, that has still stuck with me. I'm sure that's probably good for my safety. But also as a kid.
So you still tell them your parents
yeah, maybe.
Are showering?
No, but my first instinct.
And you're 20, what, 26, 27?
Yeah, maybe. But my first instinct is, even when I was a kid, if somebody's knocking on the door and I'm home alone.
Okay.
I'm hiding. Okay. I'm hitting the deck.
Where you act like you're drop. It's like when you're on fire, stop, drop, and roll.
You hit the floor and then you peek over the windowsill and you see who it is. Now this happened to me literally this morning. And yes, I am 27 years old and I'm still scared. When the doorbell rings,
same.
Immediately I'm taken back to being a kid. Like, oh my God, who is it? Are they going to try to come in? Why are they here? What do they want from me?
Mm-hmm.
So I did the same thing where I seriously crawled over to my window and was peeking over to see who's there. I see a truck of like a heating and cooling company, actually. So it looked legit. So I actually went down and answered the door.
What? Yeah. Why would you do that?
God, because I was like, maybe they need something in here. I don't know. So I did. And it was a man, and he was turning around to like walk away, and he goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know that anybody was home. And I said, oh, okay. And he handed me a vent cover that I've been missing, and that was it. And he was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, oh, okay. So I think he felt bad
because he was more spooked than you at the end of his life.
Yeah, I don't know why he rang the doorbell if he thought nobody was home, but yeah, that was it.
I think you scared him.
Well, you know what? I did have like one eyebrow drawn on.
That
so
would be why.
It was a scary sight.
Okay, if somebody comes to your door or somebody pulls up to the driveway and you have no idea who they are, what do you first do? I hope you're not the person who like opens your front door and you're like, hey, what are you doing? That guy could never.
No, I can't believe I did. I opened my door this morning because it takes me about 5 minutes to peek around all the corners and the windows and see what's going on out there.
Taylor's first thing is to stop, drop, peek out the blinds to figure out who you are.
Yes.
Last night I had a kind of a scary like moment where this car pulled up into the driveway. We have a longer driveway and it like goes past the house too. So this car pulled up to the driveway. And they go past the living room window, so I see them, and then they go past where I can't see them anymore. And so now they're past the house. I'm like, okay, what are you doing? So that's when I pull up the security cameras to kind of figure out what they're doing. And eventually, they kind of stop what they're doing, and they turn off their headlights. And that's when I'm like, all right, this is getting creepy. I don't know what's going on.
Why are you getting so comfortable? Shutting your car off.
Uh-huh. It's getting weird. So then you know what I immediately do? I turn off everything. I go dark. That's what I do. I don't do what you do. I turn off everything. I act like I wasn't there. There's nobody in sight. Nobody's home. And what I do is I light candles and I'm nowhere to be found.
Wouldn't you want them to know that you're home?
So no.
Because, like, my thought is bad guys want to rob an empty house.
Maybe, but I don't want them to know I'm there. When I got followed home by a car a couple months ago and they sat outside my house to watch me walk in, which I shouldn't have when I look back at that moment, I did that whole thing wrong. I shouldn't have went home to let them know where I lived. I really did that all wrong. I walked in and I kept all the lights off.
Mm-mm.
And then I just lit candles for the rest of the night because I was so spooked out.
Mm-hmm.
And so last night after that car did that whole thing, I literally just kept the candles lit. I didn't turn the dang light on. I was like, nah, well, I don't want them to know I'm home. They eventually left. I think they were just didn't know where they were going. But I don't turn a light on. I just light candles.
What I would do is turn all my lights on, stand in front of a window facing them, and then start casually swinging my boyfriend's golf clubs back and forth. Well,
that's kind of creepy.
Try me.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I can just tell by looking out the window that it is cooking out there.
Oh my God, I know.
I have not walked outside, not once today, but just based on, like, I feel like you can tell by the road, the concrete on the road, how hot it is.
I went and grabbed something to eat, and I don't have air conditioning in my car. And bless everyone out there who does not have air conditioning in your car. I see you.
And you got,
I feel you.
Black interior, don't
mm-hmm.
you?
Mm.
Mm. I just think saw of us. Somebody driving by had all their windows down, so they may be feeling
I think
your
they
pain.
Don't have air conditioning, too. Because the only reason you have your windows down right now is you do not have air conditioning in your car.
I mean, even in the first 5 minutes that you sit in your car, if you have air conditioning, you probably need that.
Mm-hmm.
That airflow, it's like you're choking on air.
And I don't know about you today, but this morning I was sitting and I was like doing my like laundry, just sitting on my couch. And my house is at like 75 and I did not, felt like it was 80. Like, I don't think it was at 75. It was having a hard time today.
Keeping up.
Dude.
Oh God, I don't even want to go home.
Yeah, I don't think it was that. I think it was saying it was 75. But it was like 85.
Dude, I know. I left all my blinds open, which means the sun is just beating down.
Oh, crap. I did too. I'm paying
I got to go home early.
Yeah, we just want to close our blinds.
I just need to close my blinds.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Oh my God, there's so many things you can watch with the Olympics. I mean, so many sports.
I don't even know. My brother has been texting about skateboarding a lot, and I kind of want to check that out.
That'd be cool.
Keep seeing clips of it. Otherwise, I like to just stumble onto something new every night.
I know, I'm probably going to watch again tonight, see what I'll end up stumbling across. But here's another one that you can stumble across, which is, I don't know if you know this, you can enjoy beach volleyball at the Paris Olympics this year. But I want to know, what year did it make its first official debut at the Olympics?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
You can enjoy beach volleyball at the Paris Olympics this year, but what year did it make its first official debut?
It is very intense to watch. I haven't watched it this year, but it's intense.
Is it really?
Yeah. Can you imagine how hard it is to like dive for a ball in sand?
Oh, girl.
Think about that.
I didn't make the volleyball team.
Their quads are crazy. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's making me think, I don't know if you've seen this on your TikTok For You page of all the people who are posting videos of them. Have you not seen these? Oh my God, it's so funny. People, when they, like, it's like mostly gymnastic videos.
Oh, they're fails.
And it's like, I'm so sad I didn't make it for the... I didn't make it for the Paris 2024 Olympics, and it's like clearly why they didn't make it in
my highlight reel for volleyball would be me serving it straight into the net every time.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
What I'm gonna do this tonight. Clean for a little bit. Like I said, I'm having so much fun cleaning. It sounds so stupid. Then I'm going to watch the Olympics.
Dude, do it at the same time. There's nothing more motivating than watching people with strong, beautiful bodies and being like, you know what? I probably could vacuum. Simone Biles just did 18 flips. I could probably get off my butt and vacuum.
You know what? You're a genius.
Thank you very much.
She's not wrong, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm going to do tonight.
Good luck.
You flip, I'll flip the cushion.
Go Team USA.
I'm just trying to, you know, motivate you or whatever. Look at that. Simone, you just flipped. Let me flip this cushion. Oh my God, there's a Cheeto. I missed you.
Yeah, I bet you would eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me right there eating it.
Just know that's what's happening tonight.
And that's why I don't have a body like Simone Biles. I'll never. Anyways, we're all in the mood for the Olympics, and that's why tonight's trivia question is all about it. You can enjoy beach volleyball if you're watching the Paris Olympics this year. But I want to know, what year did it first make its official debut?
You can text in your guess still to 319-200-1029. But so far, 73-14 said 2002.
That's late.
Yeah, that doesn't feel, I mean, I'm going to say that doesn't feel like a long time ago. That is 22 years ago.
Oh my God, she's not wrong.
Yeah, scary. Move on, please.
When I look at that date, I'm like, oh, that was just yesterday. And then I look down at the computer and it says 7/30/2024.
Yeah, scary.
Allie says 1969.
That still feels lit. I mean, the Olympics have been going on for forever.
I couldn't tell you.
Like. 1283 said 1948. What was going on back then?
I don't know. No idea.
Maybe beach volleyball. Maybe not. I don't know.
Who knows? Well, if you're watching the Paris Olympics, you can also watch beach volleyball. But I want to know, how far back could you enjoy beach volleyball? What year did they officially debut it at the Olympics? That's what I want to know.
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in about 3 minutes.
What sport do you think you would have went in the Olympics?
Oh.
Didn't you do volleyball? Did you do volleyball in school?
I did in middle school.
I knew it.
Like solid B squatter.
So not beach volleyball then.
I would love to say, ooh, what did I see on TikTok last night? The synchronized swimming, like artistic synchronized swimming.
Okay.
I think I would be good at, because it's similar to dance, but I can't go underwater without plugging my nose. So if I could do that, I probably would be really good at it.
I'd like to think like the pie curling thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I have done that before. Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
No, of course it's not.
It's not easy. I also would probably fall on my butt with the ice, so... I'd like to think that's what I could do, but again, I have done it. It's not easy.
That's why they're the Olympians. They make it look easy, and then you try to do it, and you're like, oh, God.
Never mind, I can't do it.
Just leave it to the athletes, people. Leave it to the athletes.
America. Oh. Hey, which, by the way, speaking of America, what did we get that Twitter notification?
Oh, yeah, that the Team USA...
Women's gymnastics.
Yeah, took home the gold.
America!
What's that? People who keep doing like the eagle screech. I don't know how to do that.
You need to work on that.
I'm going to get you a sound effect because now I feel stupid.
Please do. Work on the sound effect.
I'm going to do it immediately
after
this.
Or you need to find out how to do it yourself. One of the
two.
You
know what I'm talking about?
No, I know what you're talking about.
Feels like America.
No, I know. And you are disgracing us right now.
I'm literally going to download one immediately after this so I never have to relive this moment.
No, I think maybe you just have to keep doing it.
No, I'm not.
God, that was beautiful.
No more.
Okay. Anyways, the trivia question tonight. You can enjoy beach volleyball at the Paris Olympics this year, but what year did it make its first official debut?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
It was back at Barcelona in 1992.
Whoa. I didn't watch it. I wasn't alive.
I was not even alive yet. 3 more years and I would have been.
I'm sure it was sweet.
Sick. Now, can we go back to your sound effect?
No, I'm not doing it again.
Blaze!
And I'm going to download a very professional,
no!
very American sound.
Come on, people. Tell her on the text line you want her to do it again.
That's all you get. Gold medal performance right there.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Sometimes you just got to ask for help. You need some advice. You can send it to thosegirls@kzia.com. And Destiny will give her advice. And then we open it up to all of our lovely, lovely listeners
mm-hmm.
so that you have plenty of advice to fall back on to decide what your next moves are. So we got an email from a gal and she said, Dear Destiny, I moved in with my boyfriend and have found that he has kept gifts from his ex. Knowing that she bought some of his clothes doesn't bother me. But the personalized gifts, like a watch holder, whiskey glasses, and a wallet, make me feel a little weird about it. I can't help but think that when he sees or uses that stuff, he thinks of her. What should I do?
You know what? I think the best thing is to be petty. So I think always use your work computer and the work printer. And take a couple selfies of yourself, print those selfies on your work computer and your work printer, take them home, and then, with some tape, put the pictures of yourself on those items.
Okay.
So that he doesn't think of her, he thinks of you.
What kind of selfie are we talking, like?
Whatever's
cute
the cutest
or
one.
Offensive?
Yeah, well, don't. Oh, no.
Oh. I don't know.
Don't be offensive and don't be ugly. Like, don't find a duck face from like 2008. No. Be cute.
Okay. We want to know from you. What would you do if your current partner had things from their ex, kind of like sentimental items, and it bothers you a little bit? Let us know at 319-200-1029.
It's Dear Destiny. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's been an interesting one today. We had a girl email us, thosegirls@kzia.com. You should too next time you need some advice.
Mm-hmm.
But basically she said that she is newly living with her boyfriend and she's found that he has kept on to some gifts from his ex. The clothes, stuff like that, that's like really functional, doesn't bother her, but it's the more personalized, almost sentimental gifts that bother her, like the watch holder, whiskey glasses, his wallet. And she thinks, oh man, do you like every time you grab for that item, you think about her? What am I supposed to do?
I think you want to try to now paint a picture of yourself instead of her. So you just want to literally paint a picture. You print a picture instead, which is a picture of you, and then tape that picture on all those items. So instead of him, when he picks up that whiskey glass thinking of her, he'll be picking up that whiskey glass and sees a picture of you. It's a win-win.
Fair enough. Alicia, what do you think she should do?
My advice would be things that made me feel uncomfortable, whether it's wallets or glasses or whatever it may be, just replace them and buy new ones that you like better anyway.
I mean, if it bothers you that much...
If you got the budget to do that, then I get it. Dude.
I think I could. I'd be like, you know what?
Dude, if she bought the pants that he... I'm going back to those pants from earlier today. If she bought the $300 pants that he wears to work every day,
yeah,
I'm replacing those.
You'd slide in her Instagram DMs and be like, thank you so much.
I'd be like, you want to date me?
Honestly.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I don't know why this keeps happening, that I have all of these like cool new dating apps popping up when I don't need them and you also don't need them at this point.
But where were these a couple months ago when I could have used them?
Well, I think that's the problem, is now it's the thing to say like dating apps suck and I'm over them. I'm exhausted. So now there's like actually cool dating apps coming out. And I think you're actually going to really, really like this one. So maybe keep it in your back pocket in case you need it. Not saying that you will, but it's called Date Like Goblins. Don't let that scare you. And it comes from, there's like a really trendy term, which is goblin mode. And it's a way of saying to be like unapologetically yourself, whether it be weird or goofy or a little out of the norm.
Oh, I thought we were dating murderers. Never mind.
No, not for murderers, but it's kind of playing off of that. So this Date Like Goblins is trying to make dating a little bit more casual and more fun and less like, oh my God, I'm dating to marry somebody. So it's geared toward the gaming community.
Oh yeah. Go on.
So it's kind
I
of...
I always told you I was going to marry a gamer.
Well, I know it's kind of a stereotype, but a lot of the time people who are really into gaming are more introverted, are less likely to kick up a conversation. Mm-hmm. I would say I'm almost more like that type of person, mm-hmm. that I would never go on a dating app and swipe through and be like, I'm going to start a conversation with this person. However, Date Like Goblins allows people to connect and voice chat while they play games together. So it's like a really casual date in an environment that they're already comfortable in because they're doing something they love, which is gaming. So it's less pressure. And then depending on how the game goes and how your chat goes, I guess, while you're doing it, you can decide, okay, yeah, we should meet up in person, or no, that was fun, or we're just friends. I don't see that going anywhere.
There was a split second in that moment that I was like, oh, I really want to do this.
Well, you can for friendship.
But I don't want to cheat. But then I was like, you know what? They have this in real life. It's just called video games and like...
Well, yeah.
So you don't need to cheat. But then you did just say there's friendships, which makes me feel better.
I do think all of this is in like beta testing. I think it's not super official yet, but it sounds like they have like a friendship level too if you're looking to just make new Great. Video game friends. But I'm so into this because me and you, when we're not on the air, we're talking about what iPhone games we're playing.
Mm-hmm. I'm playing Game Pigeon right now.
That's a love language.
And you are too.
I think that would be a way better way, at least for me as a shy person, to get to know me than like going to a spaghetti dinner. Because I'm
Screw
gonna
the spaghetti dinner. Play a video game with me.
Yeah, play darts or pool and let me whoop you.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
You gave me an odd challenge where you wanted me to watch the Olympics, but also do cleaning at the exact same time. Because you thought maybe if I watch these beef buff athletes that it would inspire me to do some cleaning.
Yeah, I don't know like why I thought about it like that, but for some reason I think it could work.
Well... it's confusing on if it did or didn't. Let me explain. So it works when you're in the same room as the TV. Like if you're folding laundry and you're watching, like I was watching gymnastics and I was folding laundry. It works like a charm. I feel like I've never folded laundry so fast in my entire
really?
Life. And honestly made it so much less boring.
Okay, yeah, I like that. I hate folding laundry.
I have watched TV while, you know, folding laundry before, but I truly do feel like the Olympics was one of the best things I've watched while folding laundry.
I think because it's so, like, anxiety-inducing. Uh-huh. You're like, oh, God, what's going to happen? Are they going to fall? Ooh, are they going to step out of bounds? Yeah. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
I have no idea. But what I would say is don't clean and watch the Olympics when you're not in the same room as the TV.
Okay.
For instance, let me explain. So I have the Olympics going on in the living room because I'm watching it. It was in the living room TV. Uh-huh. But I was in the bedroom cleaning like dusting and stuff and making the bed. So I can only hear. And let's talk about how we normally don't like pay attention to what the commentators are saying. Yeah, you kind of listen from time to time, but most of the time when you're watching the Olympics, you're watching the athletes and what they're doing. And you're like really paying attention to Simone Biles and you don't really pay attention to what the commentators are saying.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, you really should be listening to what those commentators are saying because they'd be saying the craziest things and we are letting those things slide. Because I noticed... when I can't see the TV, what those commentators are saying.
Yeah.
So I was in the other room cleaning and putting the bed together. And I'm telling you, they said the weirdest thing. One of the things was like, And they say it in the most serious voice. They're like, well, something's wrong with her eye today. I don't know if she'll be able to see when she does this routine on the floor. And I'm doing the bed and I'm like, oh my God, will she be able to see doing the routine on the floor? So I come running because I'm like, I don't know if she's going to be able to see. Then, you know, here comes another couple of athletes and then they go, well, this girl, she has something wrong with her foot. Will it snap in half in this routine? We don't know. We shall find out. I kid you not. They really do saying something like that. And then there is one athlete, and I can't remember her name, and I do apologize. She is on our team, and she's been having some, like, kidney problems over the last couple of, and they be saying things like, well, she's been having some kidney issues and it's been making her very ill. Will her kidney fail on the floor? And I'm like, I don't know, will it? And it's sick because I wanted to watch it. I was like, I don't know, will it? I'm going to come watch. I was in the other room folding laundry and I was like, well, I don't know. I better watch.
You keep going back and forth. Right? It's too,
like,
distracting.
And then they're like, oh, well, she, and then there's another girl and they're like, well, she just went through a breakup. Will she cry on the floor? Okay, that one I made up. But they be really doing say crazy things like that. And I'm like, in the other room, and they say the most ridiculous, stupid stuff and the most serious voice. And I'm like, well, now I gotta watch. Those commentators are good.
Oh, I'm like, what channel are you watching? Because mine don't do that.
Okay, I'm gonna admit it right now. I'm a dummy when it comes to the Olympics, all right? Last week, I didn't know who Spencer Lee was.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently from the University of Iowa and apparently competing in wrestling. I didn't know that.
Now you know.
And, you know what? I'm not even going to lie. Didn't even know beach volleyball was in the Olympics.
Fair. There's a lot of sports and events to keep up with.
You know, I know the basics, like gymnastics. There's some swimming competitions, like basketball and things like that. Even on the telly right now, I saw that there was like regular volleyball. And I was like, Taylor, what's the difference between beach and regular? Like,
I didn't have an answer because I didn't know that they had beach and like arena. Right. I don't even know what the difference is. Yeah. I don't know.
It's so confusing. Well, so I'm learning a lot this round of Olympics. And there was another Olympic sport I learned last night. And I'm not going to lie. This one was mind-blowing. And this one I really, really think I want to see if I can learn over the next couple of years and maybe try out for and compete. And that is rave horse. Have you heard of this?
Rave horse. Okay. I have seen some videos of some of the equestrian events, but I don't know anything about them or the different like types.
Okay. I've never rode a horse before, so this is going well for me. But basically these horses have people riding them, right?
Yeah.
And then they basically, like, what it looks like, and I could be completely wrong. I don't know what I'm talking about. They, like, dance to, like, really cool.
Who does? You do or the horse does?
The horses dance to really cool, like, hip-hop kind of music or, like, cool songs. They be dancing to cool songs. I'm not joking.
Is this the thing that Snoop Dogg was like, I got to get that horse in the video?
Dude, I think, yes. I think he'd be great at it.
So it really isn't even about you. You need to make sure that you can ride a horse.
It's all about the horse,
dude. And then you got to find a horse.
The horse does everything.
That knows how to two-step.
100%! I don't know how they teach a horse to do this. How does a horse know how to do the little tippy-tappy that like also goes with the music? First off, teach a normal person how to dance. That's hard. Teach a horse how to dance. I couldn't tell you. I literally couldn't tell you. But these people, my mind was blown. Look up Rave Horse. Look it up. And I think I want to do it. I couldn't probably, but I want to.
I'm like, where are you going to get a horse?
That's step the first one. Step one. Step one, I got to get a horse. Step two, I got to ride a horse. Step three, got to teach a horse to dance.
How to dance.
Step four, teach myself to dance.
Yeah, well, you got 4 years till it comes around again. I'm really glad that I could inform you about the Men's USA gymnastics lore with Steven going on with the Olympics on TikTok right now.
God bless the USA.
See, that's my favorite part
about
it.
Has he always been on the team? I sound stupid. I know I do.
That's a good question. I don't know if he's competed before, but what's crazy about him, right, is most gymnasts, like Simone Biles, she goes and she does all of the events. She does the floor routine. She does the beam. She does the bars or whatever. And most of the men do the same thing, different events, but he came just to do his one thing. The pommel horse. And they called him the specialist. Which I'm like,
why? Just because cool. that's his
Because they
special.
Knew he was good, and they've been in a medal drought, I guess, for the last, I'm not sure how many Olympics, but I believe he won the team silver because his routine was perfect. And he brought him all the way for that.
I get jealous when people have cool titles like that. Specialist, and then when I think of like the NFL, and if you're the last person picked, like Brock Purdy, you're Mr. Irrelevant. I'm like, I want a cool name like that. I'm just Destiny.
I gotta think about that.
I don't got no cool nickname.
Well, Simone Biles is the GOAT, right?
See? But I also haven't done anything spectacular at all to even deserve a name. But then I think I have zero freaking talent at all.
Yeah.
What did my parents do? They had no talent, and then they decided to get together. And I was like, you doomed me. You set me up for failure.
It's got real sad real quick.
It's my parents' fault.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.